It's time to follow what feels right in Fort Myers, like making time for each other in tropical settings, kidding around on white sand beaches, surrounded by nature. It just feels right to relax and reconnect with the ones you love in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight to Southwest Florida International Airport and plan your trip to our islands, beaches, and neighborhoods at visitfortmyers.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Singer-songwriter Ruth Ann has been talking about her condition of endometriosis and living with it and the day-to-day pain flare-ups that come with that. And she was documenting her experience on her Instagram page last night, and I was watching it. Ruth Ann is with us on the line. How long are you dealing, Ruth Ann? How are you? How long are you dealing with this?
I started having daily chronic pains in 2018. So six years. Yeah. I've been dealing with this on and off.
And how difficult was it, to get the diagnosis, Ruth Ann, first of all?
So for me, it took 2 years, but to be honest with you, that's quite quick in this condition. The average is 9 years for diagnosis. I went private because I was, collapsing at the gym. I was in daily 24-hour-a-day pain, and I couldn't understand why. So I decided to go private and in the UK, and I went to an endometriosis specialist who really saved my life. He did a surgery in 2019, wide excision, and he found stage 4 deep infiltrating endometriosis and adenomyosis. I have the two conditions. So it was just the relief of getting that diagnosis was just everything. Mm-hmm.
What's the second condition just that you mentioned there, aside from endometriosis?
Yeah, so adenomyosis is kind of the sister disease. It's basically endometriosis inside the uterus. So it has the same type of symptoms, but there could be a lot of pain around ovulation. So whereas endometriosis, you have a lot of pain around your time of the month, adenomyosis, you can get a lot of pain around your ovulation time as well. It's kind of a double whammy.
Okay.
For endometriosis, and that got rid of the lesions. The adenomyosis is inside the uterus, so you can only get rid of that when they actually take out your womb. So you're kind of left with dealing with those symptoms. There's no cure for that.
So you got the diagnosis. You were in the UK at the time.
Yes.
you were able to get it there. I suppose that's what speeded up the whole thing, really.
Yeah, to be honest with you, the Irish healthcare system for endometriosis is absolutely disgraceful. It's behind the times. They're offering, all outdated ablation laser surgeries that don't get to the root of the problem. There's no aftercare. With my doctor, it was like a holistic approach of like diet, lifestyle, physiotherapy after the surgery. A lot of people I've spoken to, a lot of women in Ireland, they're on waiting lists for surgeries. They're not getting the care they need. They're being pied off by doctors who, it's a long process to get diagnosed. And, we need more specialists in Ireland. We don't have the specialists. So a lot of women that you'll speak to in Ireland are going to other countries to get the care for this, which is a disgrace, really.
Do you know, last year we had a couple of people got in touch with us, in very, very similar stories, Ruth Ann, to you, in terms of, living in chronic pain and trying to get a diagnosis. And we ended up talking to people for days, on the show, about their impact and even some government members too, about, what can be done or what should be done and how we can improve things. But
improve
since you've had your surgery and, the knock on of that and the whole holistic approach in the treatment afterwards, have you noticed a big change, Ruth Ann, like day to day now?
Yeah, so in 2019, when I got the surgery, it saved my life. I went from having daily chronic pain to no pain at all, except for around my time of the month. I had a baby. I was told it might be difficult for me to conceive. I conceived naturally. I had a baby. She's almost two. But of course, my doctor did warn me, you know, this can come back. It doesn't, it's not a, you know, the surgery isn't always a lifelong cure. There is no cure. And where I'm at right now is that the pains are returning, the symptoms are returning quite badly. And so I fear it's come back kind of, you know, with a vengeance. Mm. So I'm going back to see now, you know, but I got a great run of pain-free. And with people with endometriosis or any autoimmune conditions, any time you have with no pain is a win. And so the surgery was definitely amazing. I got my child. I have my beautiful Lily Mae. But now obviously I kind of feel like I'm going, but you know, it's coming back and I need to go back to him to see what's going on and what my options are. And it may need another surgery. And that kind of can be the stuff with this is that there's no actual long time cure. Mm. And when I posted last night, I'm quite vocal on my page about endometriosis, yeah. But I never have really shown people when I'm actually in the middle of a flare. And I was like, do you know what? Like, so easy for people to look at my page and think I'm singing for all, you know, celebrities and makeup and glam, and but they don't actually see me when I'm in bed. This is my second day in bed today. And I needed to show that. And the amount of messages I have gotten, like I'm sitting here, my heart's broken. I voice messages from women suffering, so many messages of like, I'm feeling exactly the same. This is what I live with. And it just breaks my heart. Like it made me feel less alone, but then it also made me feel just brokenhearted that there's so many women suffering. And what can we do? You know, there's nothing that I feel like helpless sometimes, but you talking about it on your show is helping raise awareness for it. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I follow you on Instagram and I was looking at your video, you know, your video that you put up last night, and it really struck me because, you know, you had two or three different stories and you know, you could tell you were in bed. It was very visible that you were in a lot of pain, you know, and you talked about it very openly. And I thought it was, you know, it was important to hear your story, particularly when you were showing the actual effect of this and the fact you were bedridden basically with it, you know, yeah. and trying to deal with it. And it just shows you, I suppose, when people are, you know, communicating with you and telling you their stories too, Ruth Ann. Actually, if people maybe want to get in touch as well today, if you're listening to Ruth Ann and you're in a similar position, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. I was interested there, you know, when you mentioned, Ruth Ann, you're going to have to go back to your consultant, you know, and but like, I presume that's back to the UK.
Yeah, well, I'm based in the UK. I live here, so, and I come back and forth to Ireland. So I'll go back to him, you know, and see him. I've just been in touch with him today. And the thing is, as well, it's good to mention, I'm so fortunate that I have a doctor who really cares. There was 2 years where, you know, I was still in the UK. I was going through different doctors and it's not that they don't care. They just, there's nothing they could do for me. It was like, here's painkillers and send me on my merry way. I got every test under the sun, which is important to mention. I had blood tests, MRIs, everything. Nothing showed this condition. That's why it's so difficult to diagnose. And so anyone out there, if you are feeling these pains, please find a doctor that will take the time to listen to you and believe you. And don't think that you're being dramatic and don't think it's all in your head, because I always say to women, you're the person who knows how you feel. You've lived in your body for 20, 30, 40 years. Don't let a doctor or anyone tell you, oh, but your scans are fine, so you're just crazy. That's kind of what happens if the women in this position is, we're just told, no, you know, it's just your period. It's just, you know, you're fine. Your bloods are fine. Because really there can be very serious underlying conditions like this going on. And I'm very fortunate to be in a job where I don't have a boss that I have to answer to, and I can take the time off to be in bed. But there's a lot of women out there who would have had to go to work in the state that I was in yesterday. And when I say I couldn't walk, I physically could not walk. And there's a lot of women out there who are probably sitting in their jobs right now in this type of pain and can't take the time off. So it's just important that we start really having a look at how we can help these women You know, not just in Ireland, but around the world.
Absolutely. I have another text in here too, Ruth Ann. People listening to you, you know, I've had such a similar experience to Ruth Ann. I found I was been fobbed off though. With some women have worse periods than others. It's the often line you seem to get from many people. Yes, says this texter. But like the impact of this, you know, for you, even in a just day-to-day basis as somebody that's self-employed and the kind of industry you're in and music, and there's probably late nights and touring, you know, and all that goes with that. But it can really have an impact on your whole personal and social life for that.
Oh, 100%. I've become that person that I never wanted to be of just, you know, you feel flakier. Like yesterday, for instance, I had a session with quite a high-profile artist. And, you know, the pains were coming so intensely, almost like labor contractions, I would say, very intense stabbing pains where I can't move and I can't walk and I feel like I'm vomiting and fainting. And my husband said to me, "You can't go in this state." And I'm still there going, no, I'm just going to go. And then at the realization of like, no, I can't go. And then I'm giving that artist an hour's notice. But it's completely out of my control, and it comes across flaky, I'm sure. And you know, it's like, you know, luckily I have a management team and people who really understand and were very, very understanding yesterday. But I'm sure for friends of mine and people are in my life, you know, constantly having to cancel or last minute be like, I can't make it because I'm in too much pain, or, you know, not being able to be as physically present for people, and my child also who's two and who's wants me to lift her up and wants to play with me. And it's like, I'm in bed and I'm not able, and I don't want her to see me this way. And I, you know, and so there's so much that it affects. It's not just a physical disease, it affects your whole mental health because you start feeling kind of useless. My husband is having to do the cleaning. I can't, you know, it's like, it's having to, which I'm so fortunate that he's the best, but it's having to feel like you're almost like useless kind of thing. That's how you end up feeling when you're like this, is like that you're just useless. And that's what upsets me the most, because I'm such a worker, and I love to work and I love to be busy, and this just knocks me off my feet, and I can't control it, and that's a very difficult way to live.
It really is. Ruth Ann, will you stay with us, because Ali has been listening to you over the past few minutes, and Ali has got in touch as well. Ali, you're in a similar position, are you, to Ruth Ann?
I am indeed. I'm just about to have my sixth surgery for endometriosis. And I fully agree that in Ireland, the approach has just been, it's dreadful. It really is. I had to see 11 different doctors before I got fully properly diagnosed. I was brushed off with being told I had IBS and being told that it was ghost pains or just I'm having particularly difficult periods. But honestly, I can completely sympathise. I'm in bed now, and I have two little girls, thankfully, but that's only due to a specialist I saw in Blackrock Clinic, Dr. Croon.
And they were able to help?
She said, the minute I told her my symptoms and that I'd been told it was IBS, she said, I will do a really quick scan, and she did, and I had a laparoscopy. And that was my first of, I'm due to have my sixth now next month, because like Ruth Ann said, it grows back, and it grows back for me anyway with vengeance. So it's just something I've had to deal with. But I just think the approach in Ireland is just dreadful. And because I was told that it was IBS and just brushed off, it worsened. So I wasn't diagnosed till I was 27. And I began having symptoms at 14. And if I hadn't seen Dr. Croon in the Blackrock Clinic, I honestly don't think I'd have my children, because I was experiencing infertility because of it also.
I'm sure you didn't know, Ali, what the reason.
No, I hadn't a clue, no. And I was told it was IBS so many times that honestly I started to question myself and say, is this all in my head? Like, is this normal every month to be almost vomiting from the pain, taking painkillers, not being able to hold down a job, and just staying in bed from the exhaustion and the lethargy and the knock-on effect that has for your relationships, for friendships? I lost touch with lots of my friends because I would cancel at the last minute, and it wasn't my fault. it's just painkillers, honestly, weren't even touching it. And I don't like taking painkillers anyway. So I would rather kind of not show up rather than show up being lethargic or just in terrible form because of the pain I was in.
So you've gone through all of this for basically the guts of about 13 years nearly, Ali.
Absolutely, yeah. And then I was told that once I met Dr. Croom, she really, I do understand what Ruth Ann's saying, that she had to go to the UK or she found someone in the UK who was able to help her. But Dr. Croom is honestly the reason that I'm a mother to two beautiful kids, because just everywhere else that I looked, I was told that I was either imagining it or it was IBS, and just basically get on with your life, take paracetamol and grow up, was really the attitude. And I was told ghost pains as well, inverted commas, by a male doctor, which I really didn't appreciate.
Ghost pains, as in phantom pains, basically, in your head.
I'm making it up. I'm literally making it up, even though I'm doubled in pain every month. Nauseous, headaches. I can't hold down a job. I wasn't able to exercise. I had no energy. The lethargy was just through the roof, the headaches. And I honestly, at one point, just thought, am I going nuts? Like, am I actually going nuts? Because this isn't normal. But then every professional, in inverted commas, I'm seeing is telling me it's normal and it's just scary things or just IBS.
It's remarkable the number of people, Ali, that talk about the nearly not being believed or not feeling, you know, that you've been heard or you're being listened to. And I know, Ruth Ann, you mentioned your experience of that as well. Like, what would you say to people? Because I mean, I don't know how many people, many women over the past year that I've talked to with such similar stories to you and to Ali. What can we take from it, do you think, to try and improve it?
Well, first of all, Ali, I'm like crying listening to you. It's just, I'm so glad that you found someone in BlackRock. Kudos to that doctor and anyone listening. Get in touch with that doctor, because great doctors like this are unfortunately hard to find. Not that I'm saying there's not great doctors out there, but the specialists in endometriosis, it's such a beast. It requires a certain, you know what I mean, a certain level of speciality for it. But like what you just said there, I would say I refused to take no for an answer. So I would say to women out there, fight for your voice to be heard. Don't take, you know, keep fighting. If you're feeling the way that you're feeling, like I said, you only know how you feel. I refused. Every time I was told there's nothing wrong with you, you know, the scans are clear, you're fine, it's in your head, you know, oh, it might be your diet or, you know, ridiculous things. I just did not. I just was looking at them like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I know how I feel and this isn't me. I know that there's something in my body that is affecting my body and I need you to help me find it, you know? And when you do find a doctor that will listen to you, I mean, the difference in how it makes you feel, it really helps you because you feel like you're being listened to.
Yeah.
So the first thing is to advocate for yourself. You are the only person who can fight for your health, you know, in that way. You have to be strong enough to just, you know that it's not just in your head. There's no phantom pains.
It's a pretty remarkable description. All right. Like, if people want to share their voice with us today about this, and if you're listening to Ruth Ann and Ali and you've had a similar experience or maybe an entirely different one, if you want to share your story, drop me an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Ruth Ann, listen, thank you for joining us, and Ali as well. Thanks a million for getting in touch. This listener in an email says, I'm just listening to your topic on endometriosis. I also have it, and I just wanted to say that my experience in Ireland with diagnosis and treatment was amazing. I had pains. I went to the GP, who referred me straight to a consultant in the Beacon. I was diagnosed straight away. I then had surgery a couple of weeks later and haven't had a symptom since, says this texter.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.